تفاوتی که میان مکتب انبیا و مکتب‌های بشری هست.
The difference between prophet schools and humans school is
Shahid Motahhari's character is combined of many different traits. His many different dimensions is what makes him a unique and
ریختن خون عزیز ما تأیید شد انقلاب ما.
By shedding the blood of our beloved Shahid Motahhari, our revolution was approved.
Martyr or Shahid Murtaza Motahhari, usually we call him Ustad or Muallim. The Muallim term can be basically translated in this way. It's not just teaching something or he learned something. Basically, he was practically living his life according to what he learned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. This is the program The Teacher and I'm your host Atta. With me in the studio are two religious experts from the Islamic Hausa of Qom, Dr. Murtaza Razazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi. Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi, assalamu alaikum brother and welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's an honor to be with you.
You're welcome. And Dr. Razazadeh, assalamu alaikum to you brother and welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Good to be here.
I'm really pleased to have you there, guest speakers and panelists in this discussion. The program The Teacher, which in the new series is mainly concerned with the thoughts and works of the outstanding and prominent Muslim thinkers all across the nation of Islam in the world. And in the new series, we decided to dedicate our programs to the thoughts and works of one of the maybe greatest Muslim scholars of the modern century, 20th and 21st century, that is Shahid Murtaza Motahhari. You know, in the program, The Teacher, we try to focus on some of the most important thoughts and pieces of speeches of Shahid Murtaza Motahhari. In our previous discussions, we gave our dear listeners some of the introductory remarks about Shahid Murtaza Motahhari, his biography, and the importance of his thoughts, his most important teachers and his students. I really invite our dear listeners to go to our website, parstoday.com, Call of Islam page, the program, The Teacher. All the previous episodes are over there and free to download for our dear listeners who want to be more familiar with the biography of Shahid Murtaza Motahhari. As we know, Shahid Murtaza Motahhari has given different speeches on different occasions and topics. And the important point about his personality is that he was very much up to date at his time. I mean, about the topic selection and how to address, you know, the audience with their own language, and especially when they were youth at the Hosseiniyeh Irshad, which was the main center that these speeches were given and then compiled into the forms of the books. I decided to choose the topic Meaning of Life, according to Shahid Murtaza Motahhari, for today's discussion. Let's listen to a short speech by him on this topic, and then inshallah we will elaborate on his speech and his thoughts.
تجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم.
O believers, accept what Allah and His Messenger are inviting you to, which revives you. What a beautiful, good, and explicit phrase. People who have become believers and have probably accepted the Prophet, accept the program this Prophet is inviting you to. This program gives you life. Islam always talks about life and being alive. What has this Prophet brought you? He has brought you life. You are dead now. But you don't realize it. Submit yourself to this divine physician, this life-giving physician, and see how he gives you life. And what is the meaning of life? Life means sight and ability. This is the difference between a living and a dead man. The more sight and ability you have, the more life you have. Why do we call Allah the Alive. Allah is the One, the Alive, the Everlasting. Or we say, He is the Alive, who never dies.
All right, this was the voice of Shahid Murtaza Mutahhari and the English translation of his short speech regarding the meaning of life. Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi, it seems that the look that Shahid Murtaza Mutahhari had about, maybe this audio is for 45 years ago, more than 40 years ago, okay, had at life is very much different at what the people, the ordinary and the usual people have all around the world. Elaborate for us on the on his look at the life.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Obviously, in his speech, he is referring to a verse, which is chapter 8, verse number 24 of the Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, obviously, before this verse, if our listeners go and refer to the previous verses, they can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in those verses, he's talking about the knowledge, the religion, the things that human beings should do and how to obey him. And at the end, he's making everything clear for them. Mm-hmm. That when I'm talking about the knowledge or the religion, the good deeds, not to do bad deeds and all those things, after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this verse number 24 of Surah Anfal, which is the chapter 8, he makes it clear that all those who believed respond to Allah and to the Prophet. When he calls you to what gives you life. So this is what is he referring to.
Yeah.
Now, according to the Shahid Mutahhari, when he's referring to this, he explains about the life, basically. What is life? So the life is basically here. It's it can be the life, the spiritual life. Mm-hmm. It also contains the material life.
Okay.
It has in it the cultural life, the economic, the political, the ethical, the social. It means that all the aspects of life are inclusive in this.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because usually in the material life, we see like people, they might be living in this world, but they have nothing to do with the politics.
Okay.
Or with the social ethics.
Yes.
Maybe with the culture or maybe with the...
With the religion.
With the religion, with the spirituality.
Okay.
Whereas here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Shahid Mutahhari is emphasizing here that whatever the Prophet is giving to you according to the verse, whatever Prophet brings for you, that is life.
Mm-hmm.
And we see in the life of Prophet himself, he was a politician, he was a cultural, he had the cultural aspect in it, he was social with the people, he was ethical, obviously, his customs and all those that teaches us the akhlaq or the ethics. And we see that obviously in the Quran, we have like half of it up, maybe like regarding the ethics and all those, the rights, economics, how to deal with the poor, how to deal with the economy of the country or maybe the town where you're living. So basically, when he's referring to the life here, he's referring to all the aspects.
Thank you very much, Sayyid Mohsen. Dr. Razazadeh, life and giving life, I mean, we are living and we want to live alive. I mean, this is very much different. And Shahid Mutahhari does not limit it only to the physical aspect of the life. He is talking about something, he calls it the spiritual life or the meaning of life, something that most people are looking for nowadays.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The important point about his speech here, and actually because it is referring to that verse of the Quran, is the distinction that he is making according to that verse between the biological life, what is called commonly among all of us, we say, like he was explaining, we say someone is...
Has blood or physical life.
Someone is living or he's alive and we call
his heart is pumping.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And that is the biological life. Okay. And then according to Shahid Mutahhari, the real meaning of life based on that, his understanding very truly of that verse of the Quran, the real meaning of life is not necessarily the biological meaning of life. It is something much more comprehensive, and it is based on two important factors that he was calling knowledge and
might or capability or power or something like that.
Okay.
So a person a person is called alive, or a person is living, mm-hmm. not only because of his biological things, like what you said, but because of some important other factors, and mainly those two things are things that relate somehow to his soul, to his power of knowledge and understanding. So this distinction between these two things is the most important factor that he's mentioning. You know, one of the very sad things about the modern understanding of the life, okay. and somehow it was really a wrongdoing against the humanity, mm-hmm. Was to limit the life to this worldly, physical, biological life. The reason of that limitation was that the life of the humankind became out of meaning. Mm-hmm. Because if you limit someone whose life is much broader than what you seemingly see, actually you are putting limitations to someone who is not limited by essence. And that makes them very oppressed. A lot of the stress, anxiety, and a lot of other problems that we see today in this modern life is that we want to limit people to something that does not fit them.
So you mean humanity per se has two aspects, I mean the spirituality and the physical body. And in the modern world, and I think not only in the modern world, but throughout the century, you know, the different schools of philosophies have tried to limit it to the physical rather than the spiritual one. Now Shahid Mutahhari is talking and giving us a new dimension according to the religion of Islam. Yes. But this is not a religious guideline like prayer, salat, or namaz, as we call it in Farsi, or saum or ruze. No, it's not.
Yes.
It is a way and a method of living a life, mm-hmm. something that people are looking nowadays, you know, in sociology, in psychology all around the world, you know. You could see on the websites how to reach good life. Having a good life, okay? This is very different from what Shahid Mutahhari, you know,
exactly. You know, in order to make it clearer, Shahid Mutahhari is bringing the example of God himself. He says we call God Al-Hayy. Hayy means ever living.
Okay.
Why do we call him Al-Hayy? Because he just has hands, or he just breathes something. We all know that God is not a physical being to say that he is Hayy, he is living, just because he has all the physical, material factors that a physical living thing has.
Okay.
So this makes it clearer that the standard, the criterion for being high, being living, is not just physical things.
That's right.
Because if it was not the case, how do we call God a living thing?
Mm-hmm.
So this makes it clearer that there are other standards.
Okay.
The criterion is very different than what most people think.
Sorry, shall I stop you here and get to Sayyid Mohsen about the word high that Shahid Mutahhari is using for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this sense of high and hayat, you know, living and life by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to be transferred into the soul and spirit of human being. I think Shahid Mutahhari means this, that you, at least in your life, taste some of that high sense of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life. But how, and how is it possible? It's very difficult, I think.
Well, obviously, when we refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say hayy, hayy means all living.
Okay.
Or so he is all living.
Okay.
And he is the sole entity who give the existence to us.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we got the existence from him. He is the sole entity who is the permanent existence. Now, one thing which we need to remember, which is very clear, and Shahid Mutahhari also wants to basically take us to the same point, is that remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator.
That's right.
We are all creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
And the one who has created us, he is clearly saying into the Quran that whatever I or my prophet brings for you is the living thing for you. This is a life for you.
Okay, elaborate on this part. It's very much philosophical now.
It's because
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth for us and the whole galaxy and the world.
He's the manufacturer or creator of all.
Okay.
Now, he knows that how this system can work.
Very good.
All the system, like the universe or the human being.
Okay.
For example, let me give you an example, which is a famous example. Usually the scholars, they do give. Is like whenever you buy a machine, for example, like the washing machine, you get a handbook with it.
Mm-hmm.
This handbook is written by the manufacturer, which tells you that these buttons on the, for example, the washing machine is for this use.
The manual, that's right.
The manual.
That's right.
And if you use it wrongly, obviously the machine's going to break down.
Okay.
The washing machine.
Yes.
So basically you follow the instructions of the manufacturer. Shahid Mutahri wants to tell us that, look, Allah is all living. We say that this material life is some kind of life for us.
Okay.
You need to taste it the way that the manufacturer of you, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the simple words, the manufacturer of you, the creator of you, is telling you in the Quran that whatever I or my prophet, because my prophet is someone who I sent towards you, who got this manual, the Quran, or maybe the other books, the holy books that we had, the prophets before, Injil and the Torah. I don't want to say like Bible, obviously it was written by the Hawaii later. But the actual, but the actual book scripts which were brought by the prophet, this is your life. So whatever the prophet gives you, whatever I say you to do, that is your life.
Mm-hmm.
Your life is in it. For example,
but listen, life is very much different from giving you the living power. I mean,
I know. I want to example for that.
Enlivening.
For example, in the Quran, we say like the martyrs do not. Allah says, do not call the martyrs that they are dead. Mm-hmm. They are living.
Yes.
وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٌ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ إِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Now here it's strange that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that do not think that these people who are killed in the path of Allah, who are the martyrs, they are dead. Indeed, but they are getting rizq, sustenance from their Lord. So basically they are living.
Again, the word ahya and ahya
and
the same
on top of that, yurzaqun.
Okay.
Now, in this material world, we cannot imagine, we usually think that this body, which is a cloth for me, for my soul, in order to live in this world, which is a tool for my soul, in order to live in this world and have some sustenance for the hereafter, we think when we bury this body under the earth, it's all done.
It's all done. Most of the thinkers, that's
In the Egypts, like, they had this concept that this body will eat something, you know, in the in the Egypts, they have, like, the kings and all those, the frogs. They used to bury, like, the food and maids and all those with
mummify the body,
so
okay.
It means that within the human intellect or the Hindu in the human minds, they knew that there is something after this death. This is not the end of human being, but they, because they were not connected to the prophets, they were not connected to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they did not connect it to the actual creator who created them. They did not know what to do. So when they used to bury their kings, the pharaohs and all those, they used to put all the, like, the food and everything with them. So here Shahid Mutahri is talking about this life. So inshallah,
okay,
we need to look at this in more detail.
Yeah, we have to get into more details. You know, Dr. Zazad, we got about 1 minute, 2 minutes for you. If you got any last comments on that,
yeah, maybe I can just mention the titles of what I wanted to say and speak about it later in
inshallah,
the next session. Briefly speaking, I would say that according to the philosophers or many people who have talked about the meaning of life, these in the recent years and decades, they say that the meaning of life is either, some of them, they say that the meaning of life is the goal of your life. So they say that goal of life is the same as meaning of life. Some others say that the meaning of life is the values that you live with them. And their third opinion regarding the meaning of life is that those people who believe that the meaning of life is the utility or the benefit that you make in this world. Inshallah, we'll talk later about
nice categorization, and inshallah we will get to that and compare it with what Shahid Murtaza Mutahri said. It was very kind of you, Dr. Murtaza Razazadeh.
Sure.
Thank you very much. And Said Mohsen Naghvi, thank you very much to dear brother for presence in the program, the teacher, and you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. This was The Teacher, the program which is mainly concerned with the thoughts and works of most outstanding Muslim thinkers all across the nation of Islam. For this episode, Shahid Murtaza Mutahri. Please visit our website at parstoday.com, Call of Islam page, and you can download for free our previous discussions on this program and our other programs. Also, do not forget to visit our YouTube page under the title Call of Islam. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Mu'allim.